Here's a thought I'll title, At Some Point, the Goalposts Moved. It seems rather self-evident to me that for several decades after the invention of photography, when things were still incredibly primitive and the scientists in the community were learning about the chemistry and etc., that the goal for all photographers was to make an optically accurate image. That meant with technical perfection and subtlety and beautiful tones, etc., that would essentially emulate human vision. And for the longest time, that was the objective in photography. Until when? I don't know, I'm not an expert on the history of photography, but for convenience, I kind of make that line of demarcation about 1900. Before 1900, think of P.H. Emerson and William Henry Jackson and even Matthew Brady. The whole idea of photography was accurate human vision. But after 1900, the goalposts changed. Something shifted fundamentally in photography, and a few photographers began thinking about the medium as something else, something more pliable, something more personally expressive. And the goal of reproducing how the world looks, although still valid and still practiced, it wasn't the only way to think about photography. A few people, think Stieglitz, Weston, William Mortensen, etc., in and around that time, started thinking of photography as a potential art-making medium. And so things shifted. And if you're interested in fine art photography, you can do a pretty good job by studying from 1900 forward in time, because that's where all the action is as photographers started exploring more and more the creative side, the expressive side of photography. Well, I bring this up because I think this evolution also occurs in each of us individually. And it's a kind of watershed moment in our photographic career. Seems like everybody I know picked up a camera and struggled with craft and learning techniques and equipment and chemistry and digital means, etc., in order to make a picture that looked like what we see with human vision. And for a lot of photographers, it never goes beyond that. Certainly think of snapshooters and family snapshots. What we want is perfect human eyesight fidelity. Nothing wrong with that. That's great. But there are those of us, most of you listening to this, I assume, fall in this category, who see photography as an art-making medium. And that implies that we think differently about photography than people who have never been through that transition. I know photographers who went through that transition at a very early age. I'm one of them. I made my first black and white print when I was in the 7th grade. Didn't get seriously involved in photography until I was a sophomore in high school. But cosmically speaking, that's pretty doggone young. And I know lots and lots of photographers, many of whom have shown up in the pages of Lenswork, who didn't get serious about fine art photography as a personally expressive medium until they were in their 40s, 50s, 60s, retired, and then started seriously exploring the artistic aspects of making photographs. Like I say, this is a watershed moment that I think is identifiable, and I've talked with ever so many people about this issue. Almost all of them can pinpoint the time, the year, sometimes the image that turned their thinking, that point at which the goalposts moved and they set up a completely new set of criteria for what defined success in a photograph. Success was no longer accurate human eyesight fidelity, but rather became something much more personal. And I might even go so far as to say much less about what an object or a subject or a scene looks like, and more about mood and feeling and emotion and all the other characteristics that would go along with the phrase personally expressive photography. For some people, that point of transition is sort of an existential crisis. It was for me. Like, why am I doing this? What does photography mean to me? It became something I had to think long and carefully about because I thought I was doing something wrong. And as I've talked to many photographers over the years about this, what I've found is that my experience is not uncommon. That somehow, when your pictures don't look like what the scene looked like, there's a guilt associated with, wait a minute, have I failed? And sometimes it takes a while to let go of that sense of failure and embrace that sense of personally expressive, artistic expressions that may or may not have anything to do with how the subject actually appeared to human vision. And by the way, I don't think this is a contest. I don't think there's one position in photography that's right and another wrong or anything like that. But I do think those two kinds of photography are considerably different. They're different in terms of what we do, where we go, how we think, what we produce, where we produce it. It's an aspect of photography that can be surprisingly earth-shaking if you don't anticipate, if you don't have any idea that that sort of transition from visual fidelity to personal expression, if you don't know that's coming in your career, it can be quite bothersome. It can be a stumbling block. Or with a little patience, a little perseverance, maybe a little advice, you can recognize it as a doorway, an opportunity to change the way you think and do photography.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.